The Gemara Masechta Menachos Chaf Zayin discusses the Aben Minim of the Lulav. And the Gemara says there's a Machlaikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon regarding the Chiyuv of putting the Dalad Minim together in one Aguda. As the Gemara says, Tanaihi, the Tanya, Lulav ben Ogud ben Shein Ogud, the Lulav, whether it's tied together, whether it's not tied together, kosher, that's the opinion of the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehudaima, Ogud kosher, if it's tied together, it's kosher, Shein Ogud posel. Says the Gemara, my Tamad Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reasoning for Rabbi Yehuda's position? Goma kicha kicha megudas ezef. He learns a gzeri shava. The Torah uses by the Dalaminim the words v'lekachtem lochem, and the Torah, when it speaks about the Korban Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim, v'lekachtem agudas ezoif, ma lahalon, just like over there, the Torah very clearly says it has to be b'agudah, it has to be all tied together. Afkan here too, b'agudah, they must be tied together. Rabbanon, whereas the Rabbanon, loy gamri kicha kicha, they don't have this gzeir shavah. Ask the Gemara, Kamal Azlo, Hodutanya, whose opinion will be the following Brisa, where the Brisa says, Lulav mitzvah l'ogdoi, there's a mitzvah to tie the Lulav, Vim loy ogdoi, but if you didn't, kosher. Kamal, ask the Gemara, whose opinion does this reflect? Ik Rabbi Yehuda, if it reflects the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, so the question is, loy ogdoi my kosher. Rabbi Yehuda just taught us a gzeir shava, that there is an obligation that the lulav be tied together. And here, Rabbanon, if it's the Rabbanon, what does the Braisa say, my mitzvah? What's the mitzvah that the Braisa says there is to tie it together? Answers the Gemara, Olam Rabbanon. It follows the opinion of the Rabbanon. Umay mitzvah. What is the mitzvah that is referred to? Because it's mitzvah zakeli vanveyu. We have to do the mitzvah in the most beautiful way. And tying the lulav together is considered beautiful. So as the Mefarshim point out, what is the nafkamina lahalocha lemaisa between the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, where the mitzvah of tying the lulav together is absolutely essential, versus the opinion of the Rabbanon, who say it's only because of a hidden mitzvah, zekeli vanveyu? One nafkamina is regarding Baal Tosef. According to Yehuda, that you have to do the igud, so then you're not allowed to use any other type of material besides one of the dalaminim. Because since the igud is part of the mitzvah, so if you're going to use a min, which is not one of the types of the mitzvah, then you will be over Baal Tosef. According to Rabbanan, that the igud is not ma'akif, so there's no issue about Tosef. Because whatever you use, if you tie it together with the lulav, it will be kosher. Another nafkamina will be if you're allowed to tie it on yontif, or is it considered misakin? According to Yehuda, where the igud is absolutely essential, so you're not allowed to do it on yontif. But according to Rabbanon, that it's not absolutely essential, so what you're doing is not absolutely necessary. So since what you're doing is not absolutely necessary, you're not doing a maisa tikkun by tying it on yontif. Another nafkamina will be, must you have a kesher gomer? Do you need to have a full-fledged knot? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it seems that you may have to, because otherwise it's missing and being ogud. But according to Rabbanon, that the entire purpose of the igud is only to fulfill the obligation of Zekeli Vanveyu, any connection would be adequate. another nafkamina, is there a din of tasa v'loy menosu? We know in many areas of halacha where the Torah tells us that it wants something done, it has to be done, not be done automatically. Tasa v'loy menosu, the example always is, indeed, in building a sukkah. The sukkah has to be built. It can't be made that, let's say, you'll have schach on top of your sukkah and there's a tree and you'll just cut down the tree. That's called tasav alay menasri. So if we say that the din of igud liluv is an absolute obligation, as Rabbi Yehuda holds, so then there would be an issue of tasav alay menasri, because the Torah wants us to make an igud. But if we'll say that it's just that it's there for hidur, for beauty, so as long as you have the beauty, it doesn't make a difference how it was produced. The Ritva asks, why does the Gemara have to say that according to the Rabbanan, which is the Halacha, the reason why we have igud on the lulavs only because of Zeh Keli Vanveyu, why didn't the Gemara just say that the Rabbanan hold that you have to tie it together, you have to make igud, but the Rabbanan hold it's only a din lechatchila and not b'di'evit? So the Ritva answers an important rule. He says, by doiraisis, there's no concept of lechatchila and b'di'evit. So to say that there's an obligation to do it midoraisa, but that the Torah only requires it be done b'di'evit, not lechatchila, is not a legitimate approach of understanding how mitzvahs b'deraisa said. And therefore, the Gemara had to come up with a different explanation, that the reason is because of, according to Rabbanan, Zeh Keli Vanveyu. So ask the Briska Rav, is indeed a lulav that's tied together nicer than a lulav that's not tied together? Is that what determines the beauty of a lulav? Says the Briska Rav, that the definition of Zeh Keli Vanveyu is not what makes the mitzvah nicer. The definition of Zeh Keli Vanveyu is that Chazal taught us that not just that the mitzvah has to be beautiful, but Chazal taught us that the way you do the mitzvah also has to be in a beautiful manner. And Chazal determined that by tying together the lulav, that beautifies the way you do the mitzvah. For example, the Briska Rav says, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis discusses that if while you're doing a meal on Shabbos, which we know that a meal of bezmano may be done on Shabbos, you're allowed to take off the tzitzin, the strands of skin, she'enem akfin. Now, let's understand this, asked the Briska Rav. Those tzitzin, as we just said, are enem akfin, are not essential to the fulfillment of the mitzvah milah. So why should I be allowed to cut them on Shabbos? From here we see that not only is the actual mitzvah required, but the way the mitzvah is performed becomes part of the mitzvah. And therefore, tying the lulav together, even though according to Rabbanon, it is not part of the mitzvah, doesn't make it still, Chazal wanted to be beautified in mitzvah. And since that's the way the mitzvah is beautified, that's what it should be done. And the Briska Rav brings another raya from a Gemara we're going to learn later in our Masechta on Daf Lamed Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara says regarding the mitzvah tzitzis that it should be 1/3 knots and 2/3 strands. So says that also is not because that's absolutely essential to the fulfillment of the mitzvah. The Torah nowhere says that is the way the mitzvah tzitzit is fulfilled. But the beauty of the mitzvah is also critical, and the mitzvah is beautified, according to Chazal, and Chazal are the ones that determine this. Vanveyu, the same thing with the sukkah. There's a mitzvah to bring into the sukkah. The Rambam teaches us in Hilchas Sukkah Perek Vav Halacha Hey. You have to bring into your sukkah kelim noim or matzoim noim, beautiful kelim. Doesn't make your sukkah more kosher or less kosher if you have those different kelim in the sukkah. But rather what it accomplishes is the way the mitzvah is fulfilled, it's fulfilled if the mitzvah is fulfilled better if it's done in such a manner.